Venezuela's president is seeking to extend his powers and perhaps his term as president in an upcoming constitutional referendum. He says it's not about him, just that he needs more power to better install his brand of socialism. The referendum package introduces new legal concepts such as social property and collective property. However, during Chavez's 8 years in office, members of his own family have increased their personal power and wealth. Jen's Eric Gould reports from Chavez's hometown of Barinas.
The city of Barinas in southwestern Venezuela has long been defined by the vast, hot, and grassy plains, or llanos, that surround it. The state, also called Barinas, is famous for its cattle culture and llanera music, whose lyrics often tell stories of poverty and hardship laced with nationalist sentiment. In Lamento Bolivariano, llanera singer Reinaldo Armas sings about how injustice and corruption are thwarting dreams of national prosperity envisioned by independence hero Simón Bolívar. So rich is our country, but today badly injured and bleeding, he sings. Old friends say Hugo Chavez expressed similar thoughts in his childhood. Born in Sabaneta, a poor rural village near Barinas, he grew up in a house with a dirt floor, a roof made of palm leaves, and limited electricity. Flor Figueredo lived down the street and was close friends with Chavez. Recently, she sat on her porch and remembered when Hugo was a teenager and spoke of wanting to help the poor.
He made a comment that with so much oil here in Venezuela, look at how the streets were. I said, yes, Hugo, look how depleted this town is. And he said, this country has to change direction.
Change directions it has, as has Barinas. Today, the Chavezes are the most powerful family in the state. The president's father, Hugo de los Reyes Chavez, a former school teacher, is now the state's governor. Aníbal, one of six brothers, is mayor of Sabaneta. The eldest, Adán, is Venezuela's education minister. And yet another brother, Argenis, is secretary of state in Barinas, a position created for him that doesn't exist anywhere else in the country. Family members echo the president when they speak in public, promoting Hugo Chavez's brand of socialism and railing against his enemies. On a sweltering day in a small town outside Barinas, Argenis spoke at an event honoring Bolívar, who is the inspiration for Chavez's Bolivarian Revolution.
Porque Bolívar no ha muerto ni morirá jamás para el pueblo venezolano.
Argenis criticized his brother's nemesis in Washington, President Bush. He said, we can tell the North American empire that behind the revolution they want to destroy, there are millions of men in Venezuela willing to fight. The president is popular in Barinas, but opponents say that the Chavez family has become a power unto itself here. Leonardo Mesa is a leader of the National Resistance Command, an opposition movement.
Today, they are all tycoons. They are rich people who look like royalty. It's a kind of new oligarchy.
Locals, from taxi drivers to store owners, gossip about supposed large land holdings and fleets of SUVs they say the Chavezes enjoy. Family members deny those charges, but it is clear they have far more prestige than they used to. The small house Hugo's parents occupied before their son became president still sits in a lower middle-class section of Barinas, encircled by a brown iron gate. It contrasts with their home today. The immense governor's residence is nestled behind a high turquoise wall among tall trees and flower gardens. Narciso Chavez, one of Hugo's younger brothers, recently sat on a veranda there and talked about his family, near an oil painting of Hugo in military fatigues. Nacho, as he's nicknamed, is a director of an exchange program between Venezuela and Cuba that helps the poor in Barinas get medical attention. He said his family echoed the president's commitment to fighting consumerism and helping the poor. He said, with pride, that instead of buying a new SUV, he still drove a beat-up 1973 Chevy Camaro.
As a public official, you have to be an example of honesty and sincerity. The people who do the opposite, logically, can't be called socialists.
Hugo's mother, Elena, also dismissed the notion that her son's success had lifted her family from rags to riches. Mrs. Chavez sat next to a wooden bust of Hugo, her second-born child, in a small office at a state children's foundation she runs. She was stylishly dressed and coiffed, but said her wardrobe was demanded by the job.
I have to put on clothes at least more appropriate for the position. But I feel that I'm the same. Humble? Yes. If it weren't that way, then I wouldn't be seeing you, right?
Still, the days when her sons lived on a dirt floor are a distant memory. The president's mother travels around Barinas in a large, escorted SUV. But she says she avoids international travel. She doesn't like leaving her two groomed Maltese dogs home alone.
For NPR News, Jen Sarah Gould, Barinas, Venezuela.